Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good evening and welcome to the 2019 NBA Draft at Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets. With the fourth pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select DeAndre Hunter from the University of Virginia. With the 10th pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Cam Reddish from Duke University.
Yeah. That's the way it went down. And the crowd at State Farm Arena simply loved it. Welcome back in. Sunday mornings, weekend mornings here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw. I got Rick McCrary sitting in studio with me today. Greg is away. We got Bo on the other side of the glass. And a nice looking sunrise outside. It looked like the clouds are moving around. There's a chance we get some more rain in our area. Possibility today. I know I was out in the event yesterday. I was outside and the clouds blew up quickly. And then they went around and we didn't get a drop of rain. That's what happens this time.
Summertime
of
year. In the A.
Yeah. Certain time of day, it seemed like it's just going to roll in, you know. Unfortunately, during the week, it seems like it happens right during rush hour. Right when people, you know, it's going to be bad anyway, right? You count down your clock. It's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and somewhere between 4 and 5, that cloud just rolls in from the west, man, and just, you know, plays havoc with our drives home, with our commutes, if we have long commutes here in the Atlanta area. Got this reminder before I get back into the Hawks talk. Don't forget, Atlanta United getting back on it coming up Wednesday. They've had a break here for a couple of weeks. They're back in against Toronto FC. Pregame at 7:30, kick at 8. You can hear it all right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. As these guys are on a roll. Look like they're going to get another MLS championship for Atlanta. That's what we hope, that they win it again and be an inspiration for the other team that lives down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, for our Atlanta Falcons. They go ahead and get one. Well, why not? Why not? Since you're getting just one in one building, get two of them. Why not? Just get championships, you know? Just get them. This basketball team we talked about has had an incredible week. And we talk about the draft in general. And Fred, I don't know how much you watch the NBA Finals.
I watch it a lot.
Finals.
Absolutely.
What do you think about Toronto winning? You know,
I think it's good for sports.
Yep.
I really think it's good for sports, man. Everybody picked Golden State to win at the beginning, but injuries plays a huge part. Nobody takes that into account.
Yeah.
But, man, did you see the way Toronto defended? Those guys are so long.
Yeah.
And the head coach, Nurse,
yeah,
he had those guys playing such team basketball. They didn't care who got the credit. All they cared about was winning. And everybody was like, oh, they're going to come back now. They're down 3-1. You know what they're saying? Let's put the nail in the coffin. That's what Toronto say. That's what they think.
Yeah.
We're about to bury these guys. And so it's great for sports, man.
I think so.
It's really great for sports. What about Kawhi?
Yeah. And where does he go?
Would
you leave? I mean, right now.
Well, he's an L.A. guy.
Yeah, but right now Toronto.
You never go back home, huh?
Oh, you can go back later. Right, you know what I mean?
He's hot. He's a hot commodity in Toronto now.
He's going back to a lot of drama if he goes to L.A. He really does, even if he chooses to play for the Clippers. Because right now everybody's watching what's happening with the other team in that building, with the Lakers, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough call. That's a tough call.
For a team that wasn't in the playoffs, they got their share of publicity. The Lakers really did, either with Magic Johnson quitting, you know, or whatever.
LeBron going.
Right. You know, it was something that kept them, you know, front and center, even though they weren't even in the playoffs.
But it's L.A. too, you know, so they're going to be front and center. So you kind of can expect that.
But that's the other reason you talked about why Toronto winning is good, because it's another city. For the longest time, people felt like you had to be on the West Coast
right.
or you had to be on the East Coast
right.
to be one of the teams.
It's huge for sports.
I think it's great that Toronto gets that. And if they can keep Kawhi up there, I mean, I'm sure the restaurants are all saying, look, man, free dinner for life.
For
whatever
life.
You want for life. Just come down, bring your family, and we can set y'all up at the table. Whatever,
that's
you know
incredible.
What I mean?
That's
whatever,
incredible.
Whatever you want. You want to go, because this tail is calling out. You need suits, man? Come on over here.
The best seafood, the best steak, whatever you want.
How about that?
That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
You know, you bring a champion, you bring something to a city that city has never had before. And Toronto's a great town. I mean,
I love Toronto.
The climate a little bit, because you know here in a
and
couple
the traffic, of, too. The traffic bad, too.
The traffic's bad. Yeah. You know what, though? I love it. Jermaine reminds me of a clean New York.
It's diverse, very diverse.
I was amazed by that the first time I went there. Very diverse, but it's like a clean New York to me. And you know, it's a great place, and I enjoy it the times I get a chance to go up there, so I can see it.
Well, will that be enough for Kawhi to stay though?
Yeah, well, they're gonna pay him now.
Money? Come on, he has enough. He has a lot of money already.
You know, but that's the thing: money can't buy happiness, and a place where you feel comfortable and feel appreciated. And that type thing.
Think about it, folks. Think about it. He played 9 games 2 years ago.
Yeah.
9 games. He comes back and leads them to a championship.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
And the way they got there, remember, he needed that shot against Philadelphia.
Yes.
And that ball bounced, 3-4 times before it fell through? You know?
Destiny. That's all you can say.
They make it to the next round, and Milwaukee's up 2-0. People say, well, Greek Freak, they got this. Milwaukee, they got that. I know I did. I thought Milwaukee had him. Changed the defense.
They changed the defense. They're so long, and they keep that ball in front of them, and they contest every shot, and they hustle. They dive on the floor. It's what you love to see.
Yeah.
So, man, big ups to the head coach and that staff. Man, they did a great job in preparing those guys, and they're ready for Golden State. They're ready for those guys. Everybody, they weren't intimidated. They was like, bring it. We got something for you.
Yeah.
And think about it. I was like, wow, they on their butts.
I know. I mean, I was watching. I said, okay, this is great. Now, after the last game is played, now the fun starts. And you figured this draft was going to go totally different, because everyone figured that Kevin Durant was going to go to the Knicks. You know, it was going to leave.
That's just hearsay. You know, like, I don't think he was going to ever go to the Knicks. To me, I don't think
he
was.
You don't think
so? No. They're terrible.
But that's just it. You're going to go there, and you're in the biggest market. It's since people feel like the big markets are where people need to be. And the Knicks haven't been a factor in how long.
Exactly. So why you want to go there?
Well, because if you go there and you can turn it around and make them relevant, my goodness, what would you be worth?
Good luck.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
You need more than Kevin Durant.
Well, they were saying that Kyrie Irving was going to meet him there.
Well, that's possible. Now, if they can bring some players in to help out. But I don't think Kyrie's going there either.
Well, that looks like he may be going to the Nets. Yeah. You think gonna leave Boston and go to the? That's the whole thing about it.
He said he was a cancer in Boston. So maybe it's time for a change.
I guess
get him out of that locker room. You know, who knows?
Well, then where's gonna be a good place for him? Then he's as talented as he can be. He's one of the premier talents in the league. You're going to send the Lakers. There's another ego in that locker room, man. Is there a room for another ego in that locker room?
They did it before.
You know?
They did it before in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, you know, but he bailed out of there, out of Cleveland. He's the one that wanted out of Cleveland.
He went away and he learned. What did he learn? Just like McCain did in baseball. He went away, came back.
Yeah. We'll see. Because they are looking for someone to kind of run the show. Although, you know, in a game, in a team that LeBron plays on, he has the ball most of the time. But you do need a point guard out in L.A. So they're looking for a point guard, obviously, to join that. I mean, it's
June 30th.
How about that? Everything just starts moving.
Coming up here pretty soon.
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Let's go.
I like the position that we're in here in Atlanta. But we just saw somebody on the screen, and we got monitors here. We saw Zion Williamson yesterday.
Right.
Already down in New Orleans. Already out with the kids. Doing some things.
Already selling tickets.
talk about, you know, what it possibly be like for a young man like that. He's coming into a place.
He's 18.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, they thought the Knicks were going to get him in the lottery. A lot of people said, they said they're thinking they were envisioning the Knicks getting him in the lottery, then Durant coming over there. And now, you know, all of a sudden, Knicks are just that like way. That, you know, add water and stir, and the Knicks are this contender. It won't be that way. But just the idea of now New Orleans. And the thing of it is, like you said, do you have to be in one of those big East Coast or West Coast markets? Do you have to be there?
You don't have to be. Toronto ain't a big market team.
No, I know.
A small market team. They just won it. So would Zion go be Anthony Davis right away? I don't think so.
No.
It takes some time.
No, but the idea of it is they've got some young players that are coming in that I think the people there are going to enjoy watching them grow.
Oh yeah, he's gonna bring so much excitement to that city. You know, because he's high flying, he's slamming it and he's jamming it, and people love that.
Yeah,
you
know, but
they also want to win too, though.
They want to win, and they are in the Western Conference, which is tough.
Exactly,
that is hard when you think about the teams out there right now.
Yeah, but
there were some pretty great teams that did make it to the finals out there. When you think about the Denver team is good, you know, Utah is good. Houston, if they can put
Milwaukee
them back together,
is good.
You know what I mean? So yeah, Milwaukee's in the East. But you know, remember how Portland was?
Portland was good. That's right.
So you got some great teams out there in the West. So they're going to do compete. They got some work to do. But that's just part of the excitement, I think, of this NBA offseason.
The buzz around the city of New Orleans is unbelievable.
Now, there's one guy that's down there that might cause some problems. Is like, you know, Lonzo Ball is on the team now. Not saying he's going to cause a problem, but you know he's going to bring his dad going to come down there, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think Daddy Ball going to New Orleans?
No, I don't think so.
He's going to have his own float for Mardi Gras. He's going to be coming through throwing beads. I can see it already, man. How much is that a distraction to his kid or whatever?
Yeah, you just need to just step back. Sometimes you just got to step back. Let Lonzo grow up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's best for him. You see, he covered up all his tattoos. Don't follow him on Twitter no more. He did all this stuff. So maybe it's time for him to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, say, hey, I'm breaking away from my dad, which is a loud mouth. My God, you hear him on ESPN?
Yeah, I wonder why they keep getting put. I mean, if you dangle a microphone out in front of him, he's going to say something ridiculous. But I don't know why people keep doing that.
Making a fool of himself. Yeah. I think he's just embarrassing his kids.
Yeah, and they seem to be kids who are very talented. He needs to work on, you know, being the ball handler. If he's going to be this point guard that he can be.
He needs to learn how to shoot better, too.
And get a jump shot.
Right.
He needs that as well, too. All right, coming up next. Story that a lot of people heard about, paid attention to the last couple of days, a dismissal of the top returning wide receiver, University of Georgia. The guy who helped break that story and has gotten some interesting response since breaking that story. Gabriel Stovall joins us next on this Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
I'm playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. The best way to get Lonzo out of L.A. is I said, you know what? I don't like New Orleans.
Sports Radio, 99 The Game, 99TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw, 9 flows up in the Kia Studios on this Sunday morning. Got Fred McCrary with me, former Falcons fullback in studio, because we don't know where Greg is. I don't know if we locked him out or what. We got Bo on the other side of the glass. And, man, this story, and Fred, you played football in the Southeastern Conference, and you knew what it means to be a part of a team that had that taken away. That's a serious matter.
It really is, but I don't know what it feels like to have it taken away.
Yeah, right. But you would know that, though. I mean, you...
Right. I had some people dismissed from our team, yes.
Yeah.
But this is a touchy situation right here.
It's tough. And the guy who broke the story joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Gabriel Stovall from Covington News. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Fred, man. Great to be with you guys this morning.
Great to talk with you this morning. And, man, talk about this story. And, it comes out, you know, a couple of days ago. When would you first get in tip to it? And you know, was it something in your process as far as going with this story?
Yeah. So it's been a crazy last couple of days for us, obviously. But We first got the tip of it on, I believe it was Thursday evening, actually. I was getting ready to go and cover some rudimentary high school basketball stuff, which is typically a part of my beat. And, you know, got a couple of tips that came in. And typically, man, a lot of times, you know, some of these things happen. They come in, people are saying different things, and you kind of like, you know, well, just hope it's a rumor. Maybe it's not true, and you let it drop. But when I got one, and then I got a second one not long after, it was just kind of like, okay, let's try to chase it down and see if there's anything to it. All the while hoping that it wasn't, but knowing that it was also, you know, kind of our obligation to find that out, especially given the fact that it was such a important story to the local folks in Covington and Newton County.
J.J. Holloman, and this is something that happened 2018. Now it comes forward, and he's been dismissed from the Georgia football team. Talk about getting that statement and getting that confirmation.
Yeah, Sam, like I said, you know, we just you know, looked at the tips, followed up on those tips, you know, tried to connect with the UGA athletic office to try to find confirmation. You know, we looked into incident reports with the UGA Police Department, with the Athens Police Department, and that's when we found the incident report of what happened in April 22nd that wasn't reported until June 2nd. And, you know, we looked at that, and once you have that kind of, you know, hard-clad information in your hand, you go back to the AD office and say, hey, you know, can we get a confirming statement? And that's where we got that from Coach Smart, and we just, you know, we had to run with it. And it wasn't something, contrary to what some may think, that we wanted to run with, but it was just something we knew was necessary to report.
Spending time this morning on the waitfor.com hotline with Gabriel Stovall. You can follow him on Twitter at GabrielStovall1. At Gabriel Stovall one. This news, when you broke it, you know, wasn't received quite very well in the Newton community that you serve. And a lot of people kind of, you know, came at you like it's maybe something you shouldn't have done.
Right. And I get that, man. You know, it's a really sensitive, I think Fred said it, it's a really sensitive story. It's really sensitive, not just for the athlete, but even for the young lady that reported it. You know, you're getting so many different angles from it. You know, why did she wait so long to report? Why didn't she press charges? What, you know, why couldn't he control himself? But, like, it's just so many different angles. So we understand why. You know, folks in the Newton County area are upset. This is a Covington guy. He's a citizen. He's a local citizen. You know, he's a big deal in our area. But I said, like I was telling the people that asked, was like, I felt like it was important for us, because it was a local situation, to try to drive that narrative and to put it out front and drive the narrative from a factual basis, so that to kind of try to quell any other kind of craziness that could have been spun from other outlets. And we just felt we had an obligation to do that. And we did get a lot of support from people who understood our position and why we did what we did. But definitely nothing to try to throw that player, J.J. Holloman, under the bus. Nothing but love for that young man. But, you know, that's just kind of part of our job.
Yeah, I was telling Sam this earlier that, you know, like, that's your job. He's a local guy. He's from your area. So that's your job, is to report on him, whether it's bad, or indifferent. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Fred, and that's the thing that we were saying, like, okay, what would the reflection have been on us if we did not report it? Because a lot of people look at it and say, oh, well, you guys reported it, so that means you want to throw his faults out and you're biased toward, you know, putting people's faults out. Well, if we didn't report it, and we've written a whole bunch of great and glowing stories about him and his comeuppance up there in Georgia as he's emerged as one of the top receivers in the country, if we didn't report this, then it would look like we're biased on the other end. And I don't think people are taking the time to critically think that through.
Right. They're just looking at him being kicked off the team, and what are we going to do now at receiver?
Absolutely. And then if I also may add, you know, we took myself and Jackie Goodnick, my publisher and editor, we both kind of double teamed on this. We took great pains to make sure that the article was written from a factual and balanced standpoint as much as possible, giving both sides of the situation, not putting any conjecture in, not putting any personal opinion in, because again, we wanted to make sure that that could not be spun a certain way, because we know how other outlets who may not be as sensitive to the plight of our folks in Covington, they may have taken that and just, you know, put their own innuendo in it. We wanted to make sure that we were out front and led that coverage and drove that narrative and make sure that that did not happen.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Gabriel Stovall from Covington News Sports, and they broke the story about the dismissal of J.J. Holloman from the Georgia football team this week. Thoughts about his future now and where this goes, because right now he's going to be under a magnifying glass
right
wherever he goes. Talk about what you're hearing may be in store for him going on forward.
Well, first thing I say is, you know, the situation is really, really unfortunate. You know, it's a tough thing. But J.J. Holloman is not a, you know, he hasn't been a problem athlete. This is not signifying a pattern, at least from anything that we know or we can see and tell. So I think he's going to be okay. I think he's got, from what I've, you know, been able to ascertain, he's going to have some options, whether that's D1, whether that's drop down to FCS, you know, and maybe so he doesn't have to sit out a year. But I think I wouldn't be surprised, you know, this is just me reading the tea leaves, but I wouldn't be surprised whatever he does this year, whether he sits out or whether he just kind of works out or he gets on the FCS program, he'll probably be an NFL-bound guy, you know, in the next year or so. I think as long as, you know, he just kind of does what he needs to do to continue to, you know, just better himself as a player and as a person, I think J.J. Holloman is going to be fine, like I said, from a football standpoint. But like I said, it's a tough situation any way around that.
The thing about it is that concerns me, that NFL teams just take you off the board if you got something like that following your name.
Yeah.
You know, you completely get off of most teams' board, or you won't get drafted at all. So,
yeah,
it's a pretty big deal.
It is a major deal. And, you know, I you say that and you're right. I also look at other athletes, other situations where, you know, some domestic situations have taken place. And there seems to always be those one or two teams that are willing to take a chance, and, you know, I guess that's really all it takes to you know, just one person or one team or to give you a chance to kind of redeem yourself and make amends. And so, you know, we hope nothing but the best for J.J. Holloman and for his family. We hope nothing for the best for the young lady involved as well, man. You know, I people have been getting into the argument and the debate of, well, why did she wait so long and different things like that. And listen, I've never been in a domestic situation like that. I've never had anybody close to me in a situation like that, so I don't really want to speculate on what she should or should not have done. I just think it's a really unfortunate situation on both ends, and I just hope and pray that it works out for the best for both parties.
Was any charges ever brought about against him?
She, according to the incident reports and according to everything we've seen, no charges have been brought to, you know, against him. She did not want to press charges upon him. And you know, like I said, that every factoid in this situation sparks and generates a different kind of debate, because then when you see she didn't want to press charges, then you've got some people saying, oh, well, maybe she just wanted to, you know, just destroy his career at Georgia. Maybe she was just trying to get back at him for something or whatever. And then you've got the other side saying, well, maybe she was just scared and she didn't think that anybody was going to take her word over a star athlete's word. And, you know, it's tough. But no, as far as we know and up to this point, no charges have been filed against him. And according to what we know, she has not expressed interest to file charges against him.
Gabriel, Fred and I were talking about at the top of the show, it's that time of the year when coaches at all levels, high school, college, and pro, kind of hold their collective breaths, because we're going to take a little break here for the week, and we hope everybody comes back the way they left, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's the thing, like, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, if this is a local guy, this is, you know, family, if you're Covington News, you need to drop that story. Look, you know, let's be honest, the story is going to break eventually, and somebody was going to break it. And I contend that as soon as people started finding out, okay, this one of the best receivers on one of the best teams in the nation is, you know, is no longer here, people are going to start asking questions. They're not just going to let that go, you know. And so I'm sure that as soon as, you know, that thing started getting around, it was going to break. But like you said, Sam, you know, sometimes coaches, you know, you tell your kids, you tell your athletes, hey, man, you know, be above board, stay above reproach, and then you cross your fingers and say your prayers and hope for the best. And, you know, athletes are human. I think people need to remember that, too. You know, we glorify them so much. We put them under the microscope so much. Man, they're human. They're cut from the same cloth as the rest of us who make mistakes every day. And, you know, when that human element gets involved, there's you really can't control that, even as a coach. So it's just tough, man.
Yeah. Especially when it's any kind of thing that's involving any kind of domestic dispute in this day and age.
Right.
Yeah.
It just can't happen.
Yeah.
You're right, man. And
you're,
like
guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, because of, you know, the way that we are kind of trying things, and I hate to use that word, but that's really kind of what we do through social media and different things like that. Like you said, Fred, you're really basically guilty, you know, until proven innocent, and sometimes you're never, in some people's eyes, you're never proven innocent. I mean, it doesn't matter. And when that word gets out that this is who you are, you know, or this is what you kind of play, person you are, it just kind of is always the case. And so I think, you know, maybe there's something to be said about, you know, being more timely on reporting these things. But I think even more than that, too, we just got to help our athletes understand the magnitude of the microscope that they're under and how important it is to kind of keep yourself above reproach. Not just keep your hands clean, but keep yourself above reproach in these matters, because it only takes one situation or one incident to just kind of change the trajectory of your career and your life, man.
Yeah, Gabriel, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and bringing some light on this particular story, and commend you and your staff there at Covington News for breaking it and handling it in the best possible way.
Sam, I appreciate it, man. Like I said, it hasn't been easy for us, contrary to what some may believe, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you and those that understand, you know, the nature and scope of what we had to do.
Yeah, that's Gabriel Stovall joining us. Thanks so much for the time, man.
No problem. Thank you. You guys have a great Sunday.
All right, you do as well now. Gabriel Stovall, once again, you can follow him on Twitter, at Gabriel Stovall 1. A lot of people have, and a lot of people have sent him correspondence with their thoughts about it, with Covington News. But it's a tough situation, Fred, but you handle it the best way you can, you know.
And that's all you can do, man. It's a real dicey situation. And I said earlier, when you got any kind of domestic dispute involved, man, like, you just got to walk away.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to be bigger. Because you know, if it gets out any kind of way, your career is pretty much almost doomed.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah,
I hate it for both the girl and the guy. You know, I just, they're kids, you know, and they're.
Yeah, they got so much life ahead of them.
Yeah.
And you have this hanging over them. But, you know, like you said, they get an opportunity to work through it. And we thank Gabriel for sharing the story with us. All right, come back. We're going to get more to this story. Maybe get your thoughts on it, too. You want to join us? 404-741-0929. We continue on this game day Sunday morning here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios on a game day Sunday. I got Fred McCrary in studio with me, former Falcons fullback, and we got Bo on the other side of the glass. And if you're moving about on this Sunday morning, if you're up and you're headed for 8 o'clock service, let's see here. You got about 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes to get there on time. But thanks for taking us along with you. If you worked overnight, you're just getting off your job and you're driving that commute, thanks for letting us travel with you this morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're following us on our website at 929thegame.com. We have everything there for you. We got stories, blogs, interviews, podcasts covering all of our Atlanta sports teams, of course. And follow us on all of our platforms of social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all three at 929thegame. Fred, we had a lot to think about in that conversation we just had with Gabriel Stovall. About the dismissal of J.J. Holloman from the Georgia football team. And if you want to join in your conversation as well, you can join in with us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Or you can call and join in the conversation with us and talk with us at 404-741-0929. 0929. You hope that if there's anything that comes out of this, is that the players on the Georgia team now, the players on the high school teams in Covington and in that area,
all
players. But I'm figuring those in particular because they know him,
right?
You know what I mean? And when it's someone you've seen grow up in your neighborhood or someone you've been in the locker room with, it means something more to you. Obviously, yeah, you've given a platform now for all coaches in the area, all the college coaches, all the high school coaches. Have something to, you know, talk with their teams. Here's an example. You just saw what can happen if you don't conduct yourself a certain way. And it's unfortunate that it happens that way, but if there's something that good that can come out of it, perhaps that might be.
Lesson learned. Valuable lesson learned. So let everybody else learn a valuable lesson from Holloman, you know. Let everybody learn from it, grow from it, and move forward.
That's the thing. That's the thing that that you hope. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. Not to mention, and we're not even talking about the part about the loss on the team for Georgia. Now someone has to take over the role of being the lead wide receiver for the team. Target for Jake Fromm for the fall. But that's just like anything else with the team. That's a door that is open for somebody.
Absolutely.
For competition.
Man down, man up.
That's
how it is. Somebody. They have to approach it like he had an injury for the year or something. You know, he's gone. So somebody has got to step it up. It's an opportunity for somebody else to make a name for themselves.
And you think about the fact that this Georgia team has great expectations. People expect a lot from them because of the way they finished the last couple of seasons and getting to the national championship game and getting the SEC championship game. Yeah. There are expectations there regardless. And you know the teams like Alabama, they've had to, Nick Saban's had to let guys go.
Yeah.
But still at the end of the season, where do they end up? You know, so that's the test and the challenge for that locker room over in Georgia when those guys come back together.
I think they'll be just fine. I think somebody step up. Somebody, Coach Smart and that coaching staff, they'll have them ready to play. They have somebody to step it up, and they got a good quarterback still. They got a good nucleus of team, and somebody just going to have to step it up and put their best foot forward. And they will.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the SEC.
Hey, talk with you. You know all about that.
SEC.
And what you have to do in the conference. I think about the Georgia team, and I think about the fact that I won't say they're on the clock, but they're in the East, and they've been clearly the better team in the East. Don't know how long that remains because Florida's going to start getting better here. Tennessee at some point going to be Tennessee again. They haven't been
Tennessee for a long time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But at some point, but right now, it's a part where they're like the team in South Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. You know, but that's the thing. Florida is always the team that you kind of watch. Now, over on the side where your school is, my goodness. It's just everybody. And now they're saying this year Texas A&M is supposed to be, they're supposed to be a threat this year.
Hey.
And they got Clemson on the schedule.
Hey, listen. It's the SEC, the best conference in all of football. So, what'd you expect? Do you expect anything less?
Yeah, I know. It's so competitive. But you talk about those games outside of the conference and who you get to play. Like I said, it's a big one with Clemson playing against Texas A&M. Georgia has a big one with Notre Dame.
That's nice.
Coming to play in Athens,
that's
unbelievable. Just to think that. Notre Dame coming to play in Athens, Georgia, is something nobody would think.
Has it ever happened?
No. No, they've never been down here. Man. And so that's
first time for everything.
So I think that's going to be incredible weekend.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an unbelievable weekend, I think, when a team comes down from Notre Dame to play here in Georgia. It says a lot, too, about the teams who know how tough it is playing within the conference. But because of this playoff we have now, you want to get somebody on the national scope or somebody from another conference.
To boost your schedule, to boost your
profile.
Your strength of schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the interesting thing that is done to college football and the interesting thing that is done to the Southeastern Conference. You want those players. You want those teams that are going to do those things that when people see them on your schedule – okay, we win this one. This is going to mean something extra special. Not to belittle the conference now. You winning in the conference, you're doing big things. But the idea that you step outside the league and you're getting somebody that people recognize and somebody that may have been nationally ranked, perennial powerhouse, that's good. And you think Notre Dame was in the Final Four last year. So,
Yeah.
I know. A lot of people say they were in the Final Four. Yeah, they let them in there. You know.
but they earned their way, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But.
I mean, the thing of it is, they don't belong to a conference technically for football, and usually the schedule that they have will have some teams that will really be up. So if Southern Cal was playing like the usual Southern Cal, you know, with the big, but last year Southern Cal was down, so that Southern Cal game didn't mean as much.
Right, but I think Notre Dame needs to be a part of a conference. You know, I think Georgia was a better fit. It's just my opinion. You know, But. Hey, the committee saw it otherwise, and there you have it.
And we talked about it and argued about it, and you know what? That's what they want. That's what the committee wants to.
They felt like they got it right.
Yeah,
you got to respect their decision.
They feel like they got it right, but it got some people discussing it and arguing about it and stomping their feet over it. And so they feel like, hey.
And same thing, if Georgia would have got in and laid an egg, they would have said Notre Dame should have got in. So it works both ways.
That's the thing about it. And people say, well, don't they want to expand that? Don't they want to expand and put more teams in? Not yet. I mean, eventually I think it will get expanded. But right now with the four teams, I think the people who put it together are pretty pleased.
I think they're doing a good job.
With the excitement that it causes, that it brings on. It has the feel of people earning their way into that championship game. And, it's produced some pretty good football here in the last few years. So I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. Just wish the one that we played here would have turned out a little bit differently, you know, when Georgia played against Bama. All right, headed for the top of the hour, folks. We're going to get into more. We're going to talk into some Falcons talk when we get to the top of the hour. We're going to talk about Julio and Grady. That's coming up at the top of the next hour. When you continue with us on this game day Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.